Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The Workforce Housing Task Force is sending 6 bills to the legislature for consideration next session. The group was tasked with figuring out ways the state can help South Dakota communities develop affordable housing in rural areas. SDPB's Lee Strubinger joins us now from the Black Hills Bureau in Rapid City. Lee, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So first, give us a sense of the workforce housing issue in South Dakota as it stands today.
Well, South Dakota has a workforce shortage, and a lot of that has to do with skills needed for the job that a particular company might be hiring for. Sometimes it could be better pay in a different place, a different state. But also, you know, a lot of these rural communities don't necessarily have places to live. It costs a lot of money to build housing, and sometimes contractors and developers aren't really willing to go out and start these projects if they're not going to get their money back and then some. So the cost to buy a new home is out of range for a lot of, you know, people and workers in South Dakota.
What kind of solutions did the task force come up with then?
Well, they came up with 6 bills. I brought in State Representative David Lust, who represents a portion of Rapid City. He was the chair of the task force. And he says they were originally tasked with focusing on smaller communities in South Dakota, but that scope changed.
Places like Rapid City and Sioux Falls and Aberdeen and Deadwood have considerable housing issues to address as well. And frankly, my perspective was if you can address them universally, it's going to have application to smaller communities and larger communities. So.
He says there's no real one-fix-all to address workforce housing on the state level. He says they looked at legislation that would help communities at least address the issue. He says one proposed bill provides a modest incentive to get contractors into smaller communities to build. It's a bit of a rebate on the contractor's excise tax.
We heard ample testimony from developers and contractors that there are significant cost barriers, fixed cost barriers that really prevent them from doing these projects. And so if we can provide a modest incentive for them to do that, I think that's a concrete step.
Lee, you said there were several bills the task force sent along for the legislature to consider in January. What else is on the table?
3 of the bills coming out of the task force deal with the Housing Opportunity Fund, which is administered by the South Dakota Housing Development Authority. Lust says that virtually all testimony was in favor of keeping that fund going. So they looked at shoring up that funding for the Housing Opportunity Fund and finding a more consistent, way to fund that fund.
All right, so elaborate on that. What comes from the Housing Opportunity Fund, for example?
You'll get first-time home buyers loan assistance, tax credits. Les says that a whole host of different programs are utilize that fund to operate. There's also a proposal that deals with unpaid property taxes that this task force sent along to the legislature. Les says this bill is likely to change, but in essence, it speeds up the time that ownership of a dwelling can change hands due to unpaid property taxes. So for example, some cases there can be a dilapidated property and, you know, folks that own that place haven't paid property taxes for several years. Someone can come in and buy up those taxes. Over time, the buyer of those tax certificates can take the deed to the house. The bill was to shorten up that time period for those deeds. And there are kind of 2 sides to this bill, really. One idea is to speed up the process of getting these properties redeveloped and back onto the tax rolls for the county.
But that also deals with homes that people are actually living in.
Right. And the committee also took that into consideration as well, because there's a very important human element here. And that's, you know, Les said that the committee was receptive to that also.
Oftentimes what happens is someone maybe comes across hard times. They cannot pay their taxes for a period of time. And so if you shorten it to 2, you're in some respects limiting their opportunity to come back and catch up and make those payments.
How are some of these communities dealing with workforce housing issues? Are there innovative ways that they're addressing the problem?
Well, I recently went up to Deadwood, and I had spoken with Bob Nelson, who's the planning and zoning administrator for the city. And he says it's been a vicious process to figure out how to remedy those issues. He says the city's issued more residential building permits in the last 5 years than they have in the last 50. He says that's a step in the right direction, but they're also going to have a space issue down the road. And there's still that lingering problem with getting people to come to Deadwood.
You saw the Cadillac Jack's expansion when you're coming in. That's probably in the neighborhood of 60 to 70 new jobs. Well, where are we going to get those people? Deadwood has 1,270 people on a good day, and we have 1,600 hotel rooms. We bring a lot of people to work up here, that's for sure.
The stage-run development is now almost full, though there were 10 duplexes that were built up not too long ago, and Nelson said that they were occupied the day that they were completed. So he says there's a waiting list for that type of housing in Deadwood. He says Deadwood is experiencing growth, but it just has nowhere to go.
We're not a big community, so for us to show growth, we can't sprawl. There's no real urban sprawl. You have to try to build within. As we progress, Deadwood, I think, is going to have to look at some annexation areas. I don't know which direction that is, which is most beneficial, but I see some need for growth in that way.
SDPB's Lee Strubinger, thanks so much for this. We look forward to hearing more on this in the future.
Hey, thanks for having me again.
And thanks to our friends from the Black Hills Surgical Hospital Studio for helping us bring you coverage from the Black Hills Bureau in Rapid City. We'll take a break. Stay in the moment on listener-supported SDPB Radio.